Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. And my goodness, I heard people from Canada to Mexico. I heard people from Alaska to Hawaii and lots and lots and lots of folks from California and Florida and New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and Iowa, Louisiana, Utah, Ohio, Massachusetts. I mean, just all over the place, north, south, east, and west. And it's just exciting to know that that many people are interested in their health and interested in improving their wellness and lifestyle. And the person who is at the head of our mission and our movement, he's the founder of Purium. He's the creator of the 10-Day Transformation. And tonight he's going to be talking about digestion. He's going to be talking about our April special. It's April 1st here, and every month we do a special for our Purium Lifestyle Club members. And so tonight he's going to be talking about our Enzyme Advantage and our Advanced Probiotic Blend. And we've got an amazing special going on right now. Believe it or not, you can get both products for $1 a day. And once you hear what's in these products, how they work, why they're so important for your digestion and your nutrient absorption and your immune system and your allergy prevention and balance and all kinds of stuff, you're going to get a sense of just what these two products can do, not just for your tummy, but for your life. And David Sandoval, I'm going to turn the call over to you. I know you've had a crazy, crazy busy day, but I'm really appreciative that you're able to be here on the line to educate the hundreds of people that want to know more about digestive health for the month of April.
Awesome. Well, thank you, David, and thank you to everybody who's taken time out of your life tonight to really, you know, educate yourself. Education is power, and we give power away. Not too many people do that every Wednesday right here. And so we want to empower you, and in order to do that, we think that, you know, having a knowledge of your body and having a knowledge of how to sort of fine-tune and tweak this amazing machine, this physiology, this metabolism, you know, this bioorganism that is life. And so, you know, the thing that we know is that in our body that we naturally create enzymes, and we naturally create bacteria, good bacteria and a bad bacteria. And so because of that, we look at enzymes and bacteria as being, you know, non-essential. That means that the body can produce them. But at the same time, because of our human need, they have become essential. They become essential for many people. And some of those people might be those that have digestive disorders. It's pretty common. You think if somebody has a digestive disorder, then you take enzymes that aids in digestion, and that's true. And our enzymes are particularly good at helping detox the body of impacted fecal matter, and our enzymes are very good at being proteolytic and helping the body to eliminate some of the waste that comes from eating protein, and helps our body break down carbohydrates into, you know, simple sugars so that we could eat them. And, you know, these are what the purposes of enzymes are, because everything that we eat must be broken down into its most basic parts. If you had a car and you wanted to digest it, then you would need to find a mechanic who literally could take every single part of the car apart from the other part. Simple form. Now, I once joked around that my digestion was so good that if I swallowed a half dollar, then I would eliminate 50 pennies. And stop and think about that for a second. You might get a little laugh. If you swallow 2 quarters, you'll eliminate 50 pennies. Well, that's how good your digestion is. You don't get 2 dimes and a nickel. You know, it's complete digestion. And so in order to do that, we want to give you enzymes that are not just, you know, thrown together. Not enzymes that are just, you know, somebody's idea of you take this and that and the other, you put it together, A and B and C, you know, put together equals D, and it just doesn't work that way. So I want to tell you about our enzymes why they're so unique, why they're so amazing, and why they're so special. See, our enzymes are patented, but they're not patented for how they're put together. They're patented for what they do. Now, anyone could get a patent for saying, okay, I've put these things together in a unique way that no one's ever put them together like that before. There's no reason. There's no science behind it. It's just unique, and no one's ever done it before, and I'm the first to do it, so I'm patenting this. And then there's another type of patent that says I'm able to prove that my product performs this action. And that's the patent that's given. Now, our enzymes are patented because of what they do, and what they do is they hyperactivate in your digestive system. That means that they don't just go in there like a regular enzyme, they go in there like a super enzyme. They hyperactivate when they hit a certain pH. Now, I don't want to bore you with all the details, but it's such a cool story, I want to share it with you. I have a friend who was hired 30 years ago by a Japanese brewing company called Asahi. You might know it as Asahi. Asahi wanted to learn to make beer really fast. The faster you made beer, the more money you made. And so they knew that beer ferments because of enzymatic activity. And so they tried to figure out how to use enzymes to accelerate the fermentation of beer so that beer could be ready in 90 days instead of 2 years when they figured it out. And they figured it out by hiring my friend, who is an enzyme specialist, and he created certain Aspergillus-derived enzymes. Those are derived from plants. And these enzymes were specially chosen because they would mix 6 different enzymes together, and one of them would hyperactivate in one pH. The other enzyme would hyperactivate in another pH, and so on and so forth. And he designed enzymes that would hyperactivate as they went through our digestive tract, so that at every stage of digestion, we had an enzyme assisting us. No one had ever done anything like that before. So our enzymes are unique because, one, they're vegan. 2, they are patented. And 3, they are specifically designed to hyperactivate in the specific pH of our digestive tract, meaning that they are far superior to any other digestive enzyme you have ever encountered in their effect and in their proof. Now, enzymes are like Pac-Man. Think of Pac-Man as they go around and they gobble up things, right? Well, enzymes are able to help you gobble up undigested parts of food that get into your bloodstream. And when undigested food gets into your bloodstream, we get allergies, we get headaches, we get nausea, we get lightheaded, we get dizzy feeling, and most importantly, though, we get all of the symptoms of a food allergy, you see? Now, enzymes are great at gobbling up allergens. And so, obviously, enzymes are integral to both digestion, but they're also integral to elimination, because enzymes will guide food down into your bowel. And that's where the probiotics take over. Enzymes don't work in your bowel. They are part of a 2-step process. The enzymes break it down, and the probiotics or the bacteria in your gut eliminate them. And so it's only natural that we bring these two products together for tonight's special. Now, it was proposed to me that we only offer the enzymes, like a buy, three, get one free, or only offer the probiotics, buy 3, get 1 free. And I said, no, that doesn't make sense, because I always want people to use the enzymes and the probiotics in a complementary way this time of season, because we don't just have food allergies that might be affecting people this time of year. We also have, that's right, seasonal allergies, pollen and everything blooming and floating in the air. Now, there's something about allergies that you may not realize, that our body could have something we're allergic to in it, and we won't have an allergic reaction. And that's because it's below a threshold of detection and a threshold of reaction. And once the allergen builds up in our body and it gets past a certain threshold of detection, and our body realizes it's there and wants to kick it out like the invading army it believes it is, it will create its own army to kick it out. And that army are called histamines. And histamines are like think of histamines almost like ants on a piece of food. If a piece of food is sitting there, all of a sudden you can have 100 ants crawling on it. Well, histamines attach themselves to the food particle, and they try to protect your body from the undigested food. But unfortunately, histamines gather together, and they make that food particle 5 times larger than it originally was because it's got all these histamines attached to it. And once all these histamines are attached to it, our blood begins to slow down. We begin to, like we said, get tired. We tend to get congested. We get this stuff in our eyes and our nose and our throat, and that is because we have histamines. And then the doctor's answer is to give you an antihistamine, which will stop the histamines, but it will not stop the undigested food. It will not stop the toxemia that is created from undigested food. So only enzymes are going to go in and break up that food and break up those allergens to chop them up and make them no longer recognized by your body as an allergen. And so that is why enzymes are so important. But here's the thing. Allergens could get recycled after they go down into our gut if we have toxemia, if we have poor digestion, poor elimination, and if we do not have the proper friendly bacteria, then we are going to have a reintroduction of toxins. And so the 1-2 step for getting rid of allergens is to, one, to send the enzymes out to sort of, to greet them, and to eat them. So the enzymes greet and eat. They find the food, and then you've got the probiotics that will sort of guide. You know, you have the meters, the greeters, and the guides to the exit. And the meters and the greeters are the enzymes. The meters, the greeters, and the eaters. Those are the enzymes. But unfortunately, it takes the probiotic effect to eliminate it. So I've explained to you why our enzymes are so important and why they're so different. But our probiotics are equally as unique. Our probiotics are equally as special. Our probiotics are equally patented and superior to other probiotics. And the proof is that our probiotics are safe to feed to children. 6 months and up, you could use our probiotics. For most probiotics, I'd say 99.9% of probiotics, you should only use them once kids have at least passed through their toddler ages, once they're, entering, their teenage years. But before that, you should not use probiotics. Ours are safe for infants. And that's really amazing. For toddlers and children. And that's really amazing. And the reason why is because they're pharmaceutical grade and they are quite simple. Have you seen the probiotic blends that put 12 or 20 or 30 different strains of bacteria? Do you realize that there's no way that your body could possibly introduce 30 new colonies or 20 new colonies or even, 15 new colonies? It's just impossible. So most of those probiotics are not shelf stable. They need to be refrigerated. They're susceptible to heat. And once you take them, you're usually getting a fraction of what you thought you were getting on the label. So I think it's interesting to note that ours are the only shelf-stable probiotics that are vegetarian. They are so simple. They're acidophilus, faecalum, and bifidobacteria. the three most basic proven immune boosting bacteria in history. Now, again, Acidophilus exists in an acid environment and reports acid chemical reactions. So it's very important to note that in order to get through the environment, that our probiotics are completely shelf-stable and they retain 95% of their viability, that means their potency, after 3 years on the shelf, and they retain 95% of their potency after 1 year of being exposed to 110 degree temperatures. That's unprecedented. That is unheard of. So on so many levels, our probiotics stand head and shoulders above other probiotics. And remember that your body produces its own bacteria. Your body is producing a lot. By oxygen. And the bad bacteria is anaerobic bacteria. And when we fail to eliminate properly, when we fail to use the toilet on a regular basis, then we have the buildup of anaerobic bacteria. Because the more that you get impacted and the less movement there is, the less oxygen travels into your bowel, and as a consequence, the more of the bad bacteria grow. So the faster you eliminate, the more that candida and other bacteria go away. And the slower you eliminate, then the more that they grow. So it's good to note that friendly bacteria like Bifido and Faecalum are those bacteria that help regulate your digestion and eliminate constipation. But perhaps more importantly, the combination of enzymes and probiotics are the most important thing that your body needs in order to suppress allergens, to chop them up, chew them up, and eliminate them to where they never pass over that threshold of detection. So right now, I have hundreds, maybe thousands of people who have tried the enzymes and probiotic combinations for their seasonal allergies and their food allergies, for their elimination and, for their elimination and their immune system. But I've got a new, amazing piece of information to share with you about probiotics and bacteria. You see, it has been learned that when you're overweight, that you have bacteria that grow that actually crave sugar and carbohydrates. Now, we all knew that in theory, but we didn't know that it actually could be scientifically proven. Well, guess what? They have just published recent information that shows that these gut bacteria that crave sugar will send signals to your brain demanding sweet foods, making you crave sugars and carbohydrates. And so by eliminating those bacteria, by creating additional oxygen and putting friendly bacteria in the gut and having bitters, the type of foods that come in the transformation, then your cravings for sweets and carbohydrates are eliminated. Those bacteria get flushed out because they're no longer being fed, and the good bacteria could take over. And so a lot of people ask, why do we recommend the probiotics following a transformation? Well, that's really easy, because it's the perfect time to reintroduce friendly bacteria at a time when there's no food for the unfriendly bacteria. You're kicking out the unfriendly bacteria, increasing oxygen, and resetting your immune system. So again, we have a special, and I wish that I had memorized this special, because I don't have it in front of me, and I don't think that our host is still with us. But if you are there, David Litt, and you could recall what the special is. I would really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. The special is $1 a day. So if you're a PLC member, Purian Lifestyle Club member, if you have a backup order, the special is $1 a day. So you get 90 days worth of the Enzyme Advantage, 90 days of the Advanced Probiotic Blend.
Wow.
For $89. So it's a fantastic opportunity. And based on all the information Dave was sharing, no matter what your diet's like, whether you're coming off a transformation or not, it's something that every person and every family needs. And I really am glad that you emphasized that this is something that can be used for children as well as adults, because we get that question all the time, what products should my kids take? And I know my kids take both these products every morning. So, all good on that.
And remember that many of the products that are on the market, many enzymes and many probiotics, they are not vegan. And they are from, a lot of times they're from animal sources. They're from, we have a lot of people who worry about that thing. We have a lot of people who care about the quality and the source of their ingredients. So I want to tell you that these are, of course, gluten-free. They are 100% pure. They are pharmaceutical grade, and I don't mean the pharmaceutical grade meaning like, pharmaceutical drugs. I mean like our master aminos. They're made in the highest integrity by pharmaceutical companies only because enzymes and probiotics are living organisms, and they need to be treated with very, very special types of machinery, very, very special, handling. And so, I just want to, in wrapping up, we just have a couple minutes left. I want to congratulate everybody who's listening tonight. This company has been growing like no company I've ever seen before, like I've ever been associated with before. And because of that, we've had a couple of growing pains. We switched to a massive warehousing operation, and we had some hiccups. We are shipping to a super sophisticated website, back office, and phone apps. And, there's a couple of hiccups along the way. But my goodness, the way that this family sticks together, the way that this family bounces back and refuses to be discouraged, knowing what the purpose is, knowing that we're here to make the world a better place one life at a time, one human being at a time. And I've never been more inspired by the quality of the testimonials. David Litt, I don't know if you've seen, but the testimonials are getting more dramatic as people trust us more. They do the transformation the way we recommend. They're on their second and third transformation sometimes, so they're becoming sophisticated transformers, and the testimonials are getting to be like, they bring tears to my eyes. I can't even tell you the lives that we're changing and the stories that are being told. And so there's only one reason that we have these products, and that's because they're going to improve the quality of your life or someone's life. And enzymes and probiotics for someone who has had seasonal allergies, for someone who's had food allergies, for people who suffer, from this daily, problems with indigestion, you have no idea what $1 a day means. I mean, $1 a day, and to set your... to set things right. And so, David, I want to tell you, I appreciate your hosting and keeping everything in line and what you have done to just support everybody through this transition. And so, again, deep, heartfelt thanks to all of you for being part of our family, of our Ohana, of this group of like-minded, well-intentioned people who have one purpose, and that's to make the world a better place. It's a privilege and an honor to be, here with you too. And so, David, if I could
well, fantastic, great way to wrap up the call, and hosting lots and lots of support calls and listening in to lots of support calls, I just echo your sentiment that it's amazing to hear the stories and the lives that are touched, and appreciate everybody caring for their own health as well as paying it forward and passing along these products to other people. So if you like, I can open up the phone bridge and everyone can say goodnight.
Absolutely. That's our tradition.
Thank you.
Thank you.